You're listening to Greater LA from KCRW, the show that connects you to the people and places of Southern California. Welcome. I'm Steve Chiotakis. We're going to touch the third rail of climate solutions today, the number one decision you make that has a bigger bearing on your personal carbon footprint than anything else you do in life, to have kids or not to have kids.
I majored in environmental studies, which is probably the most depressing degree that you could possibly get.
Sage Lyman just graduated from USC. She is 23 and single. She's already grappling with that question.
Am I really going to just increase the burden on our planet and then make it a worse place for my child to grow up?
Actually, a lot of people childbearing age these days feel that way. The biggest study yet on climate anxiety in young people, published in the English journal The Lancet, found that 40% of Gen Zers surveyed worldwide are hesitant to have children because of the climate crisis. Other surveys have found that a similar number of millennials feel the same way. We asked you to tell us what role climate change is playing in your family planning, and we got a lot of responses back that, yeah, it does matter. Here's KCRW's Kaylee Wells with what we heard.
Look, I get it. I'm at that stage, too, when family members drop some not-so-subtle hints about my future and the children it might include. And the pressure's on like never before, because in the last couple of years, the U.S. has seen its lowest birth rate in American history.
Climate change is one factor, among others.
Jade Sasser teaches gender studies at UC Riverside.
Young people really are starting to feel like they don't have a choice about whether they can have the families that they want, because climate change is such a crisis now and will be such a crisis in the future that morally and ethically, it doesn't feel right to bring another person into that who didn't choose to be here.
And she says those fears are more prominent in places where people experience the effects of climate change firsthand, near the Gulf Coast, where hurricanes and floods are more prominent, and on the West Coast.
Wildfire came up over and over again, and it was this fear of the uncertainty, the unpredictability, the recognition that wildfires are becoming more and more frequent and more destructive.
The drought has always kind of been on my mind, but increasingly so in the past few years. And I just know it's getting worse, especially with the Colorado River, where we literally just don't have as much water as we once had.
Sage Lyman also says she's less concerned about her own future and more about the future of her potential children.
It's just something that's always really been on my mind. Like, what world am I going to bring a child into?
She says she was in high school when President Trump was elected and she started really worrying about the effects of climate change. And it's not that Sage doesn't want a child.
I do want to go through that experience, but there's almost like a lot of guilt associated with that.
And she says she definitely doesn't want an only child. So for now, the plan might be having one child and adopting another. She calls the idea the natural balance between what she wants and what she's afraid of.
My dad was adopted, and I think he's a great guy. And a lot of my cousins were adopted. So there's like a lot of adoption in my family. So yeah, that's kind of like the ideal compromise in my head.
Another KCRW listener who has a few more years under his belt than Sage told us the chances of kids in his life are shrinking.
As climate change gets progressively worse, people are going to have to adapt. And I think that's going to be messy. And it's 100% going to be a lot easier to navigate all that as someone without children.
Eli James grew up in Orange County and is a freelance video editor living in LA now. He's 29.
Most of my friends are in the same age group, give or take a year or two. And no one in my immediate social circle has had kids or is really like planning to have kids anytime soon.
For him, it's the socially responsible thing to do.
The main aspect of it is not having kids is the best thing you can do to help mitigate or combat the climate crisis.
But that doesn't make it an easy decision.
If I go to the grocery store and see like a parent and a kid having like a really sweet interaction, your heart just kind of melts and you're like, damn, I want that.
And as time goes on, some KCRW listeners told us the decision gets even harder. One in her mid-30s wants kids too, but she's feeling guilty about it. Michelle Weiner says her older family members are certainly ready for grandkids.
all of the older generation, like even before we got married, my stepmom was like, so when are you having babies? And was like, okay, cool. But also my mother-in-law was like, okay, we're ready for grandbabies whenever you're ready. So there's that.
But Michelle's not sure they should. UC Riverside Gender Studies professor Jade Sasser says one of the problems she's seen is that the potential grandparents in this equation don't always understand that.
Older generations, in their desire to have grandchildren or to reassure young people, they tend to kind of minimize or dismiss the concerns that Gen Zers or younger millennials have, saying that those damaging and destructive things aren't happening. And young people know that they are happening and that they're having direct impacts on their lives through their emotions, through their mental health.
Thing is, Michelle's 34 and she feels ready too.
It's not a want for like me. It's like this just constant desire of like to grow my family. And maybe it goes down to like, you know, some biological reasons that I can't necessarily pinpoint. And I always have had that.
But she grew up in the Antelope Valley and she's worried that soon her home won't be hospitable to her future kids because triple digit heat and water scarcity is already a problem there.
My husband jokes that like, oh, we'll have Mad Max children and they're just going to have to like fight for water one day. And I'm like, yeah, funny joke. But like, I really think that.
Her dream of having two children is clouded with guilt and concern, but she hasn't ruled out having at least one. So while Michelle and Eli and Sage attempt to square the desire to be a parent and the desire to limit the impacts of climate change on the planet and on their potential families, 59-year-old Tom Elliott has an idea.
My name is Tom Elliott. I am an adoptive dad.
Tom and his wife met later in life, so when they wanted to start a family, they ran into some fertility problems, and so they adopted their son. That was 12 years ago.
It is an interesting perspective as climate change becomes a bigger and bigger issue to think that we are helping a child who was already on the planet, and we're not adding to the stress on the planet by, you know, bringing another child into it.
Elliot says it's worked well for his family and others he knows. The other listeners we spoke to are still seeking a balance between their desire to be a parent and their own climate anxiety, searching for an answer that satisfies both. For KCRW, I'm Kaylee Wells.
All right, and special thanks to Sage, Eli, Michelle, Tom, and everybody else who responded for this story. Still to come, her show was a New Music staple in L.A., so how did Deirdre O'Donoghue go from commercial rock DJ to musical tastemaker? That's yours in a snap on the other side of this.